Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much for joining me for this Boat Race 2022 reaction show. Shortly, I'll be playing you lots of interviews with the winning Cambridge women's and winning Oxford men's crews after a fantastic day of racing on the Tideway. And just to start, it was so good to be back on the championship course in London, in the place where all the rowers in their heart really want to row, although it was, of course, fantastic that the race could go ahead in Ely last year. On my train over, quite early in the morning, quite a few hours before even the first race kicked off, it was jam-packed with people already going to get their positions in fancy dress or in university colours or just there for a good day out. So it was so good to have the banks lined with spectators and to just have the event in the atmosphere that it deserves and that it merits. It was four great races today, honours really even across the board, two wins for Oxford, two wins for Cambridge. Cambridge came home with the women's race and women's reserve, whilst Oxford triumphed in the men's reserve and the men's blue boat. Mixed fortunes for both boathouses, and each boathouse with something to celebrate. And indeed, the two losing crews, the two blue boats, each put in such a fantastic performance as well. In fact, in most other years, the two losing crews would have actually been probably the strongest on the river. So some really great performances across the board. Overall, though, as I mentioned, of course, somebody has to win. And we're going to start with interviews from the women's side. Cambridge won with a course record 18 minutes and 22 seconds, and this means that they have now won for 5 years on the trot. So a fantastic performance by them, winning with over two lengths between them and the Oxford boat, and taking the overall tally with 46 wins to Cambridge and Oxford for 30 in this 76th women's boat race. My first interview is with Grace Prendergast, who rode at 7 in that boat. She's an Olympic gold medalist for New Zealand, and here she is talking about her experiences in the women's winning blue boat.
Firstly, congratulations, that's amazing. Sort of, how was the, when you could see Oxford, you've got some legs on them, how did it feel to carry on?
Yeah, I think it felt great. Like, I think it felt like they were never going to give up, so we never felt like they were going to drop off, so we had to keep pushing the whole way, but it's always nice to be able to see the other crew. I think it gives you a real boost, yeah.
What have you got planned for this evening?
We're off to a black tie dinner as a Cambridge rowing squad, so that'll be really nice to celebrate the season with the rest of the men's crews and our Columbia and our Goldie, so yeah, it'd be fun.
Well done, thank you.
Grace Prendergast there, congratulations to her again. Next up is over to Bronya Sykes. Bronya is president of the women's boat and she rode in 5-seat today. She earned blues also in 2020 and 2021, and she's an old hand at leading her team to fantastic victories in the boat race. Here she is reflecting on how they earned a course record today.
Yes, I think 2 seconds I've been told, which is phenomenal because all week we've kind of been hitting splits that we thought this could be, that we could do it, but to actually execute it, it just kind of blows your mind and you don't expect it. And to win and course record is just, yeah, amazing. We knew that we have a really good base rhythm, so we thought, well, if we do end up having to sit around them on the Surrey Bend, we can do that because our base rhythm is really good. And then in the end, we didn't need to because we got up and Jasper did a phenomenal job coxing so that we, yeah, got in front of them and had all of the nice bends.
And here's Bronya answering questions about the aggressive line that Cox Jasper Parish took to steer them to victory.
I mean, as I say, like, the coxes are always looking for faster water. We had clear water ahead of them, so we were allowed to go across. The only issue would have been if they had started to move back on us, but I think we always had something in the bag ready to, if that looked likely, we could put them down and start moving away again. I mean, you know, if you start, you can't ever call it a done and dusted race until you're across the line. But there's no room to doubt as we're going. Like, you've got to constantly think the whole way, we've got this, but what can I do to make it go faster?
And now for some more thoughts on that fantastic course record that they secured.
I mean, yeah, that is just insane. I think as we've watched back previous crews racing, and there are so many phenomenal athletes in previous years who've gone on to amazing things, and I think to be kind of considered up there with you is also such a cool feeling. And something that I never expected, because I've been watching this race since before I started rowing. I was younger than 10 or something when I started watching this race, so to be able to get on the water, put the foot out like that, go down in history almost.
Next, Bronya discusses what it's like to row with Grace Prendergast.
Oh, she's amazing. She's so down to earth and so willing to share all her experiences and knowledge with us. And I think she just seems to like bought into the whole thing so well. It's just, we have so much fun. You know, she's just another member of the squad to us, and yeah, it's lovely to have her.
And finally, thoughts turn towards all important celebrations.
lots of celebrations going to happen tonight, don't worry. And also because we are obviously one club, we'll be getting together with the rest of the lightweights and the men as well to have a big celebration together. But we're looking forward to watching reserve crews and the open weight men race down as well, and hopefully very soon.
Bronya Sykes there, many thanks to her for talking to me, and you can hear the excitement in her voice. So pleased for her and all her crew to get that moment that they deserve. A fantastic race and performance to clinch that victory. Next up, it's over to Ruby Chu, another New Zealand rower. She rows in the quadruple scull for them, and she brought the boat home today in the fore seat. Over to Ruby.
Firstly, of course, just congratulations.
Thank you.
It's amazing. But I just wondered, how aware are you in the boat of the disputes perhaps between the umpire and the cox? You just focused on your own stroke all the way.
We really try to focus just on our own individual seats. So for me, in the middle of the boat, that's really not my job. But I know that probably Imogen in the stern and Jasper are all over it. So I think you just have to trust your crew.
And is there any point in the race where you alter what you're doing based on how far ahead or behind you might be? Or is it...
It's definitely a tactical race. I think if we had been in a different position, our race plan would have been slightly different. So yeah, we definitely sort of are aware of them whilst trying to be very internal.
And last, I hear your family have made it over from New Zealand as well. You're looking forward to celebrating together.
I am. It will be so nice to spend some time with them tonight.
Amazing. Well, enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
My final interview now with the Cambridge women, and it's Jasper Parrish, the cox, the subject of much discussion across everyone covering the sport today, that aggressive line he took going over onto Oxford's side before moving back across. Of course, in the end, it all paid off, and as a first year undergraduate, he already has a boat race trophy to his name. Over to Jasper.
Firstly, just massive congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic performance. How do you manage to just stay so calm? We heard your cox calls on the BBC, dead even voice in the heat of the drama. How do you manage to keep your cool in the moment?
Well, that's an interesting question, because that's something I've really worked on over the last year. I think I sort of came into this year a little bit sort of schoolboy-y, quite shouty and quite... excited, but this year I was going much more for a sort of clinical, clear and focused voice. I think it paid off today.
And how long has that strategy been in the works? Is it something you build up the whole year, or is it decided much more close to the day?
It's something I've been working on for a few months. I think the crew especially have been really good at sort of shaping me and helping me progress my coxing. And yeah, as I say, I think it's all culminated in today. I think it's going really well.
Thank you. And last question, you're of course first year undergrad, much younger than a lot of the other crew members. You're going to carry on, hopefully, for Cambridge. I hope you will.
I'll certainly keep coxing for Cambridge, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
So after the women's race was the women's reserve, Blondie, which Cambridge won over Oxford's Osiris. Then it was the men's reserve, this time Oxford's Isis triumphed over Cambridge's Goldie. And after that, it was the men's blue boat race at 3:23 in the afternoon, and in the end that day belonged to Oxford, the dark blues. They won by 2.25 lengths in a time of 16 minutes and 47 seconds to take home the 167th men's boat race. Before we move on to some interviews with that winning Oxford crew, it's time to hear from Tom George in the Cambridge crew. He's a bronze medalist from Tokyo, winning that bronze in the men's eight. It wasn't to be today, but they can still be so proud of their performance and everything that they have achieved throughout the year. Let's hear Tom's thoughts.
Obviously disappointed for the result, but like proud of what we did out there and the way we performed as a group. Not just us nine, but the whole team. It's like been a huge team effort this year. Obviously, as you guys know, like it takes over your life fully when you're training for it. So to be able to race today, Cambridge, has been a real privilege. And sad not to be on the right side of it, but credit to Oxford, quality outfit, a lot of really good riders in there. We're on a 6 crew, I thought that was the right decision.
Yeah.
Really happy with that aspect of it. We knew it was going to be a war. We talked about it being a war, start to finish. Oxford sort of slipped away from us a little bit in the middle, which is a bit frustrating, but we knew that if we were there or thereabouts coming into that last bend, it was all ours. So that was the right decision from my perspective.
What was going through your mind right at the end when you kind of, it was again going against you?
Obviously you try to stay positive, like keep believing. You never know, something could happen in this race. You never know what could happen, but not being able to be in front and get the noses in front, it's obviously disappointing, but I think you just got to keep believing and keep sort of chunking forward. Just sort of focused on the task at hand. Obviously it hurts a lot, it hurts even more when you're losing, so sort of looking forward to it finishing at that point. But proud of what we did out there.
Well, congratulations anyway.
Thanks very much, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So it wasn't to be for the Cambridge men today, and despite, of course, being a Cambridge person myself, you have to give credit to the Oxford men's crew, a truly, truly impressive performance, just the sheer power that they have in that boat, and of course the style and the technique and the hours of practice as well to get that victory for them. They did everything they had to do today, and they got that victory, the first one since 2017. First up that I spoke to is Tobias Schroeder. He was the only returning blue in the men's boat this year. He was acting captain as well as Oxford's president, Martin Baraxo, rowed in the reserves. In fact, he didn't make it into the blue boat. And as you can hear from Tobias, he suffered lots of years of hurt on the losing side, and today was his winning moment. Over to Tobias in what was a very emotional interview for him, or in fact more just sheer shell-shocked than emotion. You can see he didn't really know quite what to say or where he was meant to go or what was happening, but he knew that he'd won and that's what mattered. Over to the interview.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wouldn't ask a complicated question, just how are you feeling?
Really good. I tried for 4 years to win, this is the fifth year. Bit of an overwhelming mix of emotions. Yeah. Very proud of what we've done here today. Yeah, really happy.
And you've done it on the course that you'd want to, I'm sure. How are the crowd?
The crowd was amazing. It was louder than I remembered from 2019. I think, don't know the numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised there was a lot more people. Really good to be back, really good to win.
Brilliant. Is this your final boat race or another one in you?
We will see, I don't know yet.
I'll hold you to that. Thank you very much.
Tobias Schroeder there, who rowed in stroke. Now it's over to David Ambler. He was bow for Oxford, British under 23 international, and another very happy rower.
Thank you. Just congratulations. No, how did it feel to come over the finish line?
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it was great. It was a really strong team performance, I guess, from both Isis and the Blue Boat. Both executed really good races, so kind of testament to the skill and depth of the team. Yeah, it was a really great feeling to win. The race, obviously, Cambridge put up a really, really good fight. And credit to them, they're a really, really strong crew and raced very well. But yeah, I think on the day, just we really executed our race, so happy with that and kind of happy with the results and how it turned out. We all kind of pushed really hard, so a really tough race, but definitely the result we looked for and the one we wanted, so great, yeah.
Thank you, congratulations.
Cheers.
Thank you to David. Now over to Angus, who we heard in the boat race preview show, Tokyo silver medalist in 2020 or 2021, of course, as it turned out to be. And he reflects on what was going through his head in this fantastic race for him.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
At what point, if ever, do you kind of let yourself think that you've got this in the bag, or is it very right to the finish?
Only right at the end. Like, you feel there's a certain sense of you can feel like you're in control of a race, and I felt that around perhaps just after Hammersmith Bridge. But then, you know, you don't let your guard down until you cross that finish line. So, yeah, no, it's amazing.
Last but not least, Charlie Elwes, teammate, in fact, of Tom George, who we heard from the losing Cambridge team in that bronze medal winning Tokyo 2020 boat, just goes to show how well all these men know each other. Crews are very interlinked outside of the boat race. Charlie rode in seat 6 for Oxford, and he closes the show with this final interview.
Huge congratulations.
Thank you.
I assume, has it sunk in at all, or how long do you think it will take?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't really know, to be honest. It's just, I'm kind of living in the moment. It's an awesome feeling. It's something that not that many people get to experience, and so enjoy it whilst it lasts.
And how did it feel sitting on the start line with all the crowd around you as well? It must have been special.
Yeah, I think it really was. I think thankfully in this country, Henley really prepares you for that. That's very loud off the start, so it's nothing I'm a stranger to. But no, it was kind of, we were very in the zone. I felt like as a crew we were very relaxed. We were kind of chatting amongst ourselves, like having a bit of banter in the start, which I think made it all, you knew you were there with all your best mates.
And last question, I hope you've got big plans to celebrate tonight.
Well, we've got a big dinner coming up. Well, it should be a lot of fun.
Enjoy. Congratulations. Thank you.
And so that brings to a close CAMFM 97.2's coverage of the Boat Race 2022. I hope you enjoyed our interviews with all the different crew members, men and women on the Cambridge and Oxford side. It was such a privilege to get to speak to them. I've obviously watched this race on TV for many years now, gone as a spectator the last couple of years, and it's been so exciting to kind of see behind the scenes, hear from the people involved, the coaches as well, and just kind of get a little glimpse into their world. It's truly such an impressive thing that everyone, losing or winning, manages to achieve just to get to the start line and then to get to the finish line, an agonizing race for everyone involved. So massive congratulations to everyone, and of course particular congratulations to the winning teams, Cambridge Women and Oxford Men. Thank you very much for joining us, whether it's for this show, the preview show or the crew announcement. I hope you've enjoyed it, and the next rowing content you'll be able to hear is May Bumps, coming up just before May Week in Cambridge. It's going to be very exciting. Some of these Blues rowers are going to be competing for their colleges, so it's going to be really fun, and I'm sure as ever it's going to be slightly chaotic. It always is, and that's why we love it. Thank you very much again for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a good night. Goodbye.